Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, How to Be and How Not to Be.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians. We ought to thank God always for you, brothers and sisters, as is fitting, because your faith flourishes evermore, and the love of every one of you for one another grows ever greater. Accordingly, we ourselves boast of you in the churches of God regarding your endurance and faith in all your persecutions and the afflictions you endure. We also pray for you that our God may make you worthy of your calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. And now an excerpt from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before people. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? To be or not to be was indeed a question for Hamlet. With apologies to Shakespeare, as I read the two scripture passages for today, the question came to my mind as how to be and how not to be. The contrast between the two readings makes the answer strikingly clear to us. The gospel readings from the 23rd chapter of Matthew is called the most stark and bitter in the entire Gospel of Matthew by Donald Senior, the scripture scholar. Jesus speaks here from what could be called a prophetic rage. Now, Matthew's audience were mainly Jewish Christians, and it is the time after the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, marking the end of tolerance for the religious diversity that had previously characterized Judaism. So enormous changes engulfed both Judaism and Christianity. This led to a crisis atmosphere to which Matthew is responding. His angry critique of the opponents of Jesus makes them a perfect example of what the Christian ought not to be: hypocrites, blind leaders, insensitive legalists. Woe to them all, in prophetic language. On the other hand, we hear about a totally different way of being in the opening verses of the second letter to the Thessalonians. The whole passage rings with thanksgiving and praise for the name of Jesus Christ, who is glorified in their mutual love in the midst of persecution and trials. Their faith so much more effective than that of the refined legalism of the scribes and Pharisees. Paul and his companions can boast of the Thessalonians' extraordinary endurance and faith in the reign of God. They're living, reflecting the message of the responsorial psalm, proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Paul prays for them that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him. Now that is an image for our imitation, a community, a church to boast about, a church of flourishing faith, where the love of everyone for one another keeps growing, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit abound. Donald Sr. also tells us to read chapter 23 of Matthew attentively. Where is there hypocrisy and legalism in our lives, in my life, in our local communities, our neighborhoods, our church, our governments? We might reflect on that today, because the choice is ours to be, that is to live, like the scribes and Pharisees in the gospel, or to be, that is to live, like the Thessalonians. For a true disciple of Jesus, this is not a question.